Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here joined this morning. I've got Nick McNamara in studio as well. And we're going to talk with Ryan Swanson here today. He's the Associate Vice President and University Architect with Kansas State University. We're getting kind of an update here on the aftermath of the Hale Library fire. If you remember, last year, it was May 22nd, it looks like, when the roof of the Hale Library caught on fire. And Ryan has been telling us a little bit here beforehand about where they're at in the project here. And this is kind of it's a lengthy project, but it's moving, sounds like, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me over. It's a pleasure to speak on behalf of the K-State family and share some of the insights that I can from the team. It's a large group of folks, not just myself. It's a team of architects that are outside. We have people doing remediation. We have a large group in-house in the library staff. And then my staff, I have architects and engineers on the planning staff that have helped me as well. So a big group. Love to share what's going on. So I'm sort of new to the radio. So as soon as I calm down and I'll tell you about what's going on. So, yeah,
no worries at all.
Yeah, I think the when you called, things that people are seeing out there right now are the crane, right? So, I think a little bit about that. So the crane shows up. We're working on the roof. So there's a multiple phase project. If you think about it, in four or five phases. So we had to. We can go back in and I can talk about the assessment how we get there. But this crane that's out there is working on the roof right now. So we're working roof down, working on some mechanical units. So that's the what you're seeing. The crane itself is, just some stats, 275 ton. Mm. It is a boom crane, which for a project like this, if it was a brand new building, we'd probably have a tower crane out there, maybe a couple tower cranes for something. So it's a boom crane. We chose to use a boom crane. It has a 200-foot boom. It can go horizontally 145 feet. The largest pick that we're going to have is about 6,800 pounds. So if you think about it, great big crane. We're doing blind picks. So blind picks mean that you're picking from the ground up on the roof, and there's a radio with the guy in the crane and the guy on the roof. And so we're putting steel. So what's going on right now is a mechanical unit penthouse. We had three or four mechanical units that were damaged in the fire, some on the flat portion, and then we had some underneath the pitch portion, which is the old 27 portion. So we're talking mostly about the old original 27 portion of the building. We are consolidating those into new units that are more efficient. So when you have damage, right, so we don't, and this is the message in the entire library, is that we don't want to go back and put the same systems in there. A lot of them were an addition, and then another addition, another addition, another addition.
So it was all kind of piecemeal.
Piecemeal, in a sense. And it wasn't that anybody was doing anything incorrectly. It was just you don't have the ability to go back and change what you did in the previous. So you're working on the addition you're working on. So we have a chance now to look at the – which is – I think the – if you're going to make lemonade, that's the lemonade here, is that we have a chance to go back in and comprehensively look at the entire library and how from a mechanical, electrical, plumbing systems – no problem with the plumbing systems, mostly mechanical, electrical. So just to give you some idea, and I think this has been out there, there was a fire. The fire was probably 20% of the roof, to give you an idea, on the flat portion of the 27.
It might be good to talk about kind of how it was tucked in there, hidden away.
Yeah, I think that's something that's important to note. So for two reasons. One is it'll never happen again because we're eliminating the situation that would cause that. And two, the reason that it smoldered. I was explaining, I had my notebook sitting here. And if you think of your notebook and you got two layers and there's a little bit of a space. So there's some places 2 foot, 2.5 foot, 3 foot, 3.5 feet, sort of slopes over a large flat portion. The old 27 portion of the reading room, if you think of it, it's a long bar and it has a little stub out that used to be the entryway back in 1927. Above the stub out that faced south was where the fire was at. So that's the portion that they were working on the flat roof. They had the area over the stacks re-roofed, and then that portion, and it was there's some wood framing underneath there, so underneath 5-6 inches of insulation underneath that got hot, caught on fire. Small thing turned into a big thing because they couldn't get at it. Right?
So this tiny gap between the old roof and the new roof.
Yeah, yeah. And and there are skylights. So if you go way back, there were skylights up there. So right now, I was just up there the other day, and it looks like you're walking around the catacombs of some cathedral in Europe, right? So you go up there, and there's these large, I would say 8, 10 foot by 20 foot skylights that now are just big holes in the concrete. Previously, they had, the skylights were there, and they're mechanical units, and there are a lot of pipes, steam pipes, chilled water pipes, mechanical pipes. And I think at some point, there was a decision, most likely, and this is not necessarily fact, it's more me just thinking that that's probably what happened, is they went up there and said, well, skylights might be leaking. We have a lot of penetrations in the roof, so let's roof over this with a big flat roof. Great idea at the time. Roofed over it. The structure of it's all wood framing. So that wood framing had years and years and years to get dry as can be underneath there. So with the fire started, our understanding is the fire caught that wood on fire and started smoldering. And the fire department, what we know now is that it took three hoses, 500 gallons a minute, for four and a half hours or more than that. So that's just in general. The fire systems in the building work really well. So we had just re-sprinkled the entire building with a new sprinkler system. They worked exactly how they were supposed to work. So everybody got out of the building safely. That little wafer of 3 foot with wood and smoke fed the skylights, the little holes in the skylights, fed the mechanical system, just fed smoke into the building for 4 hours straight. So much so that the fire department couldn't get in there. They couldn't even get in to see. It was hard to pop holes in it. So all the water on top of the roof would kind of come through in places and then get down, but never would really get up to where that fire was at. So it just smoldered and burned and burned and burned until we just put enough water on there to get it out. That caused all the smoke to be in the building. Every book in the building got smoked out. So all the books, all the racks that the books are on, the carpet, the paint. So water damage and smoke damage. So very little actual burned book, right? So nothing, no books got burned. The only place that's really charred is that roof, above the roof. Everything else is smoke and water damage. So 400,000 gallons of water.
And that's where Belfour comes in to restore those books.
Absolutely. They come in immediately. We have a contract. We had a contract with them. So they were there that week ready to restore the books. So the wet books go out, go into a, and this is, right, as an architect, I'm more building, but what we know is the Belfour group comes in, takes the books that are wet, puts them in a freezer, dries them out. Very few books were actually wet. There were a few like that. The majority of the books needed to be taken out and boxed and cleaned because they had smoke damage on all of them. So that was the they've worked since May. They're wrapped up now. Every book is out of the building. They're all off in storage. The ones that are needing to be restored are being restored, and they're waiting to come back when we're ready at the library. So books will all come back. Some of the books we have an annex that has books in it already. Some of the books will go to the annex, and some will stay in the, most of them will stay in the library, but we'll move a few more of those to the annex just to make more room for study spaces for students. That talks a little bit about the things that we're doing to create and modernize the library as we get through it. So.
Do you have any timeline maybe on when those books might show up?
Okay, so big picture timeline. We are trying to put the first floor portion, a little bit of the first floor, maybe not all the first floor, but quite a bit of the first floor, back in service for students next fall. That's our goal right now. That's the hurdle we're trying to get across. We have a completion goal of the fall following, so the next fall after that. So we're talking fall 19 for first floor, and then fall of 2020 for the rest of the building. And it may be a little bit farther into the fall, depending on, some of it depends on what happens to the 27 portion. So we still don't know exactly how long it's going to take us to restore. Some of the walls are still drying out. So I can talk to you a little bit about the details of how that works. But assessing the building, we're pretty much assessed with everything. In terms of what we need to do, we have plans, and we're letting bid packages as we know what we can order and order material. So roof, consolidating mechanical units, bringing more fresh air. We're actually eliminating two fire stairs that we don't need, that were redundant, probably confusing. I think that's the thing, is we like to have less confusion when there's a problem. So we're going to use those as mechanical shafts, clean things up, reclaim those, and have a better mechanical system. Some of the issue with the 27 portion is you've got thin glass, and you're sitting there in the winter like this, and you can feel that cold air coming in. So we're doing things in the mechanical system, so we go back to put a better mechanical system back in. So where you're sitting in that room reading, I will say that the reading room of the 27 is going to go back exactly the way it was. So that's the intent. That thing goes back. We're going to have a room underneath it that used to be sort of a technical room where we had some technical people in there. Mm-hmm. That's going to be reclaimed as a reading room as well for students and public, which is a great space. Again, the 27 portion. And there's another space. So there's sort of three levels to that reading room that the bottom level you could get into, but it was all stacks of books if folks were in there. Now when you go back, when we're done in 2020, you're going to have three levels that you can go in there and have this really great space, really great north light to sit there and read a book, hang out. It's going to be a beautiful study space. So we're going to, again, making lemonade out of the lemons that we got, right? So making this thing a great space for folks to come back into when we get back in there.
Sounds exciting. I can't wait to get a look at that. Look at it.
Yeah, yeah. If you can say 18-month construction project, exciting and fast. It is pretty fast-paced. I think I was describing earlier, anecdotally, business school took 2 years to build. It was 167,000 gross square foot. This is a 550,000 square foot, gross square foot building. If you walk into the building, it looks like we're about halfway through construction now. If you're starting ground up, footings all the way through. So there's some bare studs. There's no carpet. There's no lights in the ceiling. Everything's sort of bare. We're about halfway through construction on a 550,000 square foot building. So if you think about it in context, in 18 months, we're going to move actually probably faster than we did for some of these other construction projects on campus over the last 5-6 years. So that's a pretty fast pace.
A little bit of a fever pitch there.
It is. We have done planning. So since day one, that first week when Belfour started working, another thing, a lot of times projects tend to be linear. So it's complete one phase, start the next phase, assess and move on. So it's linear. We've been parallel. Like I described it as parallel. So as Belfour was working on the remediation, we were in there with a group underneath Belfour that we were helping lead with Belfour to get architects, engineers assessing every bit of the building. So with the insurance company to figure out what the like-for-like replacement value was, what was there, what that value was, and then how we could take that value and then redesign that and put – the 27 goes back exactly. The 94-95 addition that you see on the south, we're going to do things a little differently than there. So more spaces for students to congregate and study. There was a small portion of the first floor that was geared up for 24/7. We're going to have more of that first floor that's 24/7 capable for the students. When you're sitting down, you're going to be able to find an outlet much easier. I think that's the big thing. So a lot of these group study is now it's the norm. Probably wasn't when a lot of this was done. It was individual, right? You come in, you read your book, you sit there and you're quiet, and everybody's hush, hush, hush. Now it's group study around a table. It is some individual study, but we're making the building capable to handle all those activities that the students need when they come back. So that's how we're looking at these spaces. So modernizing the 94-95 edition. In terms of floor plate and layout and circulation, stays very much the same. In terms of the furniture, I think when I talk about furniture, so fewer books in stacks, sort of taking up the space and more space for students to come in. Still have all the books. They're capable. We have an annex. We've got an annex right now out at the airport. I don't know if most folks know that, but we've got a metal building out there. We call it the annex. If a book isn't in the library, it's probably out there. Go grab the book, bring it back. All right. So we'll move a few more books out there and make some space for some students. This is the intent.
All right. Let's take a break real quick. We'll come back with more from Ryan Swanson with the Kansas State Division of Facilities when we return on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas.